Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Yutes, and we are on Yud Ches Mabez. We're at the two dots, but just wanted to add one more thought that I did not get to mention yesterday. I think I might have misspoke when I said the psukim at the end of, if I don't know if I said Achrimos, but it's at the end of the end of Shmini, which is the beginning of Tazria. That was all the Smichas HaPsukim, was between Shmini, the end of Shmini, all the Lahavdil psukim at the end of the Psukim about Kashrus, and then going into the beginning of Tazria. Just one, the Gemara quoted the Pasuk, Lahavdil ben HaKodeshu ben HaChol, and other related, Lahavdil ben HaTameo ben HaTohar. That was the Pasuk from Shmini. It's just, there's an important machlokas related to that Pasuk of Lahavdil ben HaTameo ben HaTohar, between the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, as he always follows the Rambam's count, counts it as a mitzvah asei de'oraisa to check the simonim of an animal before I eat it. To check the simanim. Not just, obviously we have to check to make sure it's kosher. Everybody agrees to that. But that's usually understood as just preventing a problem. I want to check if it's treif so I don't come to eat it. But the Rambam quotes, and I'll read it to you from the Sefer HaChinuch, in Kufnun Gimel, Mitzvahs bedika simani behema v'chaya. Shenitztavinu livdok simani behema v'chaya, kishenir tzalechol mehem. The mitzvah to check the simanim of animals when we want to eat them. V'heim malas geir v'shosah shesa. To check. Do they chew their cud? Do they have split hooves? Shenamar, v'zos achaya, shetochlu mikol behema shal aretz, etc. And then it says, "V'nomar makom acher v'hev dalten ben behema tahor l'tmeya v'ksiv lahavdil ben atameya ben atahor." Right, says Akima, this pasuk is a mitzvah say daraisa to check. This is one mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah to check dugim bedikas simani dugim should also be counted. But that is also something that is the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah. So all these mitzvahs. So the Sefer HaChinuch, after talking, obviously it's a good idea to check. But the question is of that the Sefer HaChinuch deals with. As he continues, he says, "V'hineni lo chasachta iti miktov divrei Harambam zechron levracha b'kan. I did not withhold my pen from writing the sheet of the Rambam." What does that mean? Shechashva mikrozel mitzvah say. Even though I find it somewhat challenging to understand this Rambam, because after all, checking for to see if an animal's kosher, isn't that just preventing my eating treif? But the Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah saseh, to check the simanim of an animal, to check the simanim of a fish. But I wrote, I pass like the Rambam, count it as a separate mitzvah. Because I've already promised that I'm always going to follow the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch says, in a couple of places in the Sefer HaChinuch, he writes this, that I really would rather like the Ramban in this issue, but what could I do? I've already acknowledged and promised that I'm always going to like the Rambam. Im heyos libi ne'echaz be'inyan zeh b'svaras ha-Ramban zechorna levracha. Because the Ramban says, this isn't a mitzvah, this is a shalila. You have to check in order to make sure that the animals aren't treif. But again, this is an important machloka between the Rambam and the Ramban. Maybe, again, most of us aren't butchers, most of us aren't shochtim. Is there any way to fulfill this mitzvah b'zman hazeh? To check the simanim? So I thought maybe just pashas, checking if something's kosher or not in the store, checking to make sure there's a hechsher on it. That's a kiyum da, a slight, at least partial kiyum d'oraisa of this mitzvah hazeh. Mitzvahs bedikas simanim behem v'chaya v'ov, everything, to check if something's kosher. And that's we have to have the kavana. That's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. This also might relate, and this might be my next, topic related to, the Iyun shir, and that is something that's come up many times, but we've never had a shir, Iyun on it, and that is the concept of siyag d'oraisa. Siyag d'oraisa. We know that there are many examples of siyagim midrabanan. Chazal say don't do A because you might come to B. But once in a while, and there are 20 examples of this, which maybe we'll talk about next week at one point, there's a concept of a siyag d'oraisa. The Torah says don't do A because you might come to do B. So that's an important concept, and might be another example of it according to the Rambam. Mitzvah asay to check siyag d'oraisa. This is a siyag that's an asay. Usually a siyagim or losa asays. But hopefully we'll talk about that next week at some point. Okay, so now let us... that was just a holdover from yesterday. Now let's get to today's discussion. Two dots on Yud Ches Mabez, third to last skinny line. So this is relating back to a machlokas we had in the Mishnah. So to look back to the Mishnah for a minute. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, the Mishnah on daf Yud Dalet Mabez. Right, again, this parak is also... It's only all the Mishnahs are said at the beginning of the parak, and then we go straight to the end of the parak. Right, Bezra, we're going to finish the parak today. Getting to the next parak. But the Mishnah quoted a machlokas at the end of the Mishnah on Yudalim Abayz, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says that you're only chayiv when related to Tumas Mikdash if of Helim Sheretz. On Helim, that you didn't remember that you were Tamei Mishum Sheretz. But you're not chayiv for Helim Mikdash. Right? If you knew you were Tamei, you forgot you went into the base of Mikdash, you're not Tamei. That's not a Helim. So only a Helim Sheretz. Rabbi Akiva says, only Al Helim Tuma, and not Al Helim Mikdash. So again, isn't Sheretz just an example of Tuma? So the first question the Gemara is going to deal with is, what's the Machlokas? What's the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? They both argue on Rabbi Yishmael. That's fine, because Rabbi Yishmael says you're chayiv if you forget, as we said many times in the first parak. You're chayiv on Tumas Mikdash Fakadasha, whether you forgot you were Tamei, or whether you didn't know the boundaries of the base of Mikdash. Either one, that's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. Both of these first two opinions, though, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, say, no, you're only chayiv on Helim Tuma. But what Helim Tuma? Is it Helim Tuma Sheretz or Helim Tuma? So what's that machlokas? It sounds like the same thing. That's the Gemara's question here. Yud Ches Amabes. Two dots. Here we go. Rabbi Eliezer Omar Sheretz Ben Helim Imenu. My Binayu. What's the difference? Omar, what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? Omar Chizkiya Sheretz Ben Nevela Ika Binayu. The difference is Sheretz and Nevela. What does Sheretz and Nevela mean? Rabbi Eliezer Savar Beinon Adiyada Ibisheretz Itmi Ibn Avela Itmi. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to know the specific tuma that you became. Did you become tame because of a dead insect? Did you become tame because of a carcass of an animal? Two different types of tuma. And if you don't know which one for sure, so then that's not called the yediyah, which followed by a helam and another yediyah, which would cause you to bring a shvua a karban olaviore. No, you gotta know for sure which one. That's Rabbi Eliezer, that's what he means in the Mishnah, Helim Sheretz. Rabbi Akiva Savar, no! Lo binin adi yada. No, tekiva adi yada de itma. If you know you became Tame, ba'olam, lo tzorachi misheretz itmi, ibn avel itmi. As long as you know became Tame, that's it. You don't have to know which Tuma, as long as you became Tame. Important ha'ara by the Ritva. The Ritva here says, it's only Sheretz and Nevela, because those are two different types of Avos Hatuma. If you have the same category of avatuma, let's say two different types of shratzim, right? There's the shmona shratzim, the perek and shabbos called shmona shratzim. If you're not sure which sheretz, so that's all one tuma. That's fine. If you're not sure which sheretz, Pirush Ramban, the Ritva quotes his grand rabbi, the Ramban. Davka nakat sheretz benevela o dechvasayu shechalukin bishmosayin v'shiurayon avol bein nevelas behema v'chaya. If you're not sure which nevela. Oh, bein sheretz l'sheretz, like a kapeit afler b'laza. So the Ritva says, if you're just not sure which nevela, if you're just not sure which sheretz, then it is okay according to all shitas. I'm not sure. The Ritva says, according to Ramban, says, if you're not sure which sheretz, if you're not sure which nevela, what happens if you have? We know the first perek in Maseches Kelim. All Maseches Kelim is about Kelim. It's about these Kelim are Tami, these Kelim are Tar, the longest Maseches in Shas, 30 Prakim, right? They say Maseches in Zikin used to be 30, but now it's broken down. They're each 10, 10, 10. There used to be one big Masechta, Kula, Babas, Chadon, and Masechta, then it used to be 30. But right now it's all broken. So Kelim, as it stands right now, is the longest Masechta. Fine. So the first parak, though, in Kelim doesn't talk about Kelim. Right, it talks about the list of the Avos Atumas, and then the Eser Kedushos of Eretz Yisrael. But the Avos Atumas, there are different categories of Avos Atuma. The first Mishnah, Avos Atumas, Sheretz, Shechvazera, Tamei Meis, right, somebody becomes Tamei, Shechvazera, a Mitzora while he's counting to become Tahar. All of these Avos are Metamei B'maga, if you touch them. Lomalohan, the next Mishnah is a Nevela and others. So I'm not sure the Ritva says, there's no difference if you're not sure which Nevela, if you're not sure which Sheretz. What if you have the same level of Tuma, but just a different category? Like what if you're not sure if you became Tami through Sheretz or Shechvazera? They're both the same level of Avatuma. Is the Ritva, according to the Ramban, does it mean Mamish the same Tuma? They're both Sheretz? But there are other Avos HaTuma that have the same exact din. So he quotes it as Sheretz, but maybe it could be a little more inclusive as long as it has the same level of Avatuma. Again, not every Avatuma is created equal, right? There are many levels, right? Lamalamehan, the first parak and Kalim talk all about this. Obviously, Aviavos Atuma is different. That's a corpse. But that is just a suffix. I'm not sure what the Ramban means. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara, third wide line. V'chein amar ula sheretz unevela ikibinayu. also says Ula. Ula also says the difference between the Mesheretz and the Vela. De Ula Rami de Rabbi Eliezer de Rabbi Eliezer Umashani. How do you know that Ula says this is the difference between them? Because he asked a stira in Rabbi Eliezer and he gave an answer for it. But from the assumption of his stira, you know what he thinks Rabbi Eliezer holds. So you know that's what he thinks is the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. As follows. This was his question. Umi ama Rabbi Mi Amar Rabbi Eliezer Biinan Adiyada Ibisharit Itmi Ibn Avela Itmi. Is it really true that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need to know exactly which one was, did he become Tami through a Sharit or Navela? And if he doesn't know which one, that's not called the Adiyah. Just Tame doesn't mean you have a Yadiyah. You gotta know which for a mini. But we learned in a Mishnah in Krisus. So we come in the middle of the story here. So we have to learn the first part of the Mishnah in Krisus. Says the Rashi. Rashi, right, see Rashi right across? Manavshach? Rashi quotes the first half. Mishnah hi b'Krisus. Rashi knows that Krisus is not the most, well-known Masechta. So, he has to say, this is Mishnah in Krisus, by the way. Chela v'nos lefanav. I have a piece of treif, fat, and a piece of nosar in front of me, meaning both of them are usher to eat. Achal echan hem b'shogig. I ate one of them b'shogig, ve'eni yodei ezimehan. I'm not sure which Aveira I did. Or, I have Shabbos Yom Kippurim. It was Shabbos and Yom Kippur. I remember I did Malacha one of those days. I'm just not sure which one. Or, I know I did one of the Arayas. I'm not sure which one. Any of these cases where I am not sure which Aveira I did, even though I know I did an Aveira, in all those cases, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're still Chayav HaKarban Chatas. Did a B'shogeg. You're Chayav HaKatas, because you know you did an Aveira that's Chayav HaKatas. You don't have to know which Aveira. Rabbi Yeshua argues. Rabbi Yeshua says you're pater. So now this is Rabbi Eliezer answering Rabbi Yeshua. Back to the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Eliezer says Rabbi Eliezer, Manavshach, come on Rabbi Yeshua, you have to be chayav a karbon. Chelav achal, chayav. No sarachal, chayav. You're chayav a chatas in either case. Shabbos chilel, chayav. Yom Kippurim chilel, chayav. Ishto nida baal, chayav. Achos abal, chayav. Those are both krisus. So you're chayav a chatas in any case. What do you have to know exactly which Aveira? You're Chayav a Karban. What, so when you do Vidui in the Karban? We know there's Halacha to do Vidui. So you do Vidui with it tonight. I'm not, whichever Aveira I did, whether I did Arayas. I'm not sure if I did Arayas with this person or that person. I know I ate something I wasn't supposed to eat. So whatever, you'll figure out the Vidui. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua answers him, no. Harei Omer Ohoda Elav Chata So Asher Chata Ba. Until a person knows the sin that he sinned. Achi Vadalacha Bamechata. Until he knows exactly what he sinned. Question mark. That's the stira that Ula asked. You see from this Mishnah in Krisus that Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't have to know which Aveira. That's against our Mishnah in Shavuos. Because our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to know which Tumah to be called the Yediyah. Right, that was Rabbi Yisrael. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, you don't have to know. It could be the Sheretz and Avela. So you see, that's what he's assuming, is the difference in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. But he answered, just by the way, he answered his stira, Umishani, no, there's a difference. Hasam, over there by Karban Chatas, Asher Chata, the Hevi Amar Achmana, singular, that he sinned, the sin that he sinned, and he brings a Karban, the Torah says. Chata, Kol Shehu, right? Chet, Kol, I'm sorry, the opposite. Asher Chata, that he sinned, right? Any sin, Chet, Kol Shehu, any sin that you do, so therefore, it's all inclusive, even if you're not sure which one. Hacha, but over here, by Yedias, Tuma Michti, let's see. Ksiv b'chodavar tamei. It says if you do touch anything that's tamei, and then you go to the mikdash. O benevelas sheretz tamei lamali. What do you have to have that specific example given? Shma mina. It must be beinon adiyada ibesheret itmi ibenevela itmi. It must be you have to know which one. Okay, so what did we say so far? What we said was, what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah in Shavuos? The difference is what is called the yediyah for knisa mikdash v'kadashav. What's called the yediyah? I just read something last night. Fascinating. Again, it's part of a larger article. Rav Nevenzahl has a beautiful sefer on, everything Rav Nevenzahl has is beautiful, but he has a sefer on the 3 weeks. So he has an article there about Tzipisa Yeshua. First he points out, and fascinating, the Brisker Rav, I just looked at it this morning, something that you don't catch. The Brisker Rav says, if you look at the Ani Mamans, look at the Ani Mamans, you'll see what it has to do with this in a second. If you look at the 13 Ani Mamans of the Rambam, all of them are purely Emuna. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. They're all Emuna. I believe Hashem has one. I believe Hashem does not have a goof. I believe this. I believe that. Nothing more is required besides Emuna, I believe. Except number 12. 12 out of 13. 1 through 11 and 13 is just I believe. 12, I believe and I hope. Achakelo b'chol yom sheyavo. That's the only one that has the additional point of not just Emuna, It doesn't say I believe da da da. I believe the Yafa Bishis Bameya Achakelo Bachoim Shiavo. It's the only one that has something else demanded of us. It's not just Emunah, but it's Emunah that's translated into Sibisli Yeshua. He quoted that from the Brisker Rav. I thought that was an amazing Ha'ara. That's number one, yeah?
It's the only one with an AFLP.
It's the only one with an AFLP. Right, only one with an AFLP. Right, AFLP that I can't see Hashem, I know He's there. I guess you could have had other AFLPs.
There's people worshiping Avodah Zarah.
Even though there's people worshiping Avodah Zarah, I know they're wrong. Right, interesting. But that's point number one. But number two, what does it have to do with us? Says in Rav Zal, what are we hoping for, Sibisli Yeshua? We think it's going to be such an easy life. It's an easy life when Mashiach comes. On the one hand, it's going to be easy. There's going to be trying to kill us. There's nobody that's going to be kofar, without any, right? It's going to be, Das of Hashem is going to be flying around. But you know what's going to be? There's going to be a lot more halachas we have to learn. Right? Hilchas Kachim. Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. That's easy. You got to know a lot more halacha. Number two, what are you going to do on Yontif? After we daven, what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to wait online with the rest of Klal Yisrael to give our Olas Re'i and Shalom Chagiga. We're not just going to be able to go home and take a shluf. We're going to have to get online into the base of Mikdash. And what? We're going to have a Sanhedrin. What are they going to do? They're going to find more coolers for Am Yisrael. And the Sanhedrin is going to judge to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. And they're going to warn people. And they're going to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. We're going to have a melech. One day, the melech is going to build roads, they'll do everything. What if the melech calls me to be at his office at 8 a.m.? I'm not there. Moed b'malchus. Right, there's all these, we have to realize, it's not going to be easier unless easier means it's easier to be an Eved Hashem. Because when things are lamaisa, it's much easier. So he says, what we have here, we talk about, lamali, so you have to know. You have to know if it's Tomei or not Tomei. Okay, Machlo Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Akiva. You got to know this. You got to know which halachas of Tomei and Tarim. Here you're going to be some Mikdash. Right, whenever something is more lamaisa, it's more alive, it becomes easier. I remember two years ago when I first made Aliyah. So I remember I was talking to one of the other Rabbanim in the community. So I don't know how it came up, something about tefillin and mezuzahs, checking your tefillin and mezuzahs. That halacha came up. He's like, yeah, we do it the Meister Ani years. I'm like, what? So the Meister Ani, so I learned Zerah, so you know, 1, 2, 4, and 5 years, 1, 2, 4, and 5 are Meister Sheni, and 3 and 6 are Meister Ani. Wonderful, but that's Porech Bavir, that's in the Svarim. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's L'maisa. Well, you got to know what year it is of Shemitah in order to know. When you see the Pidyon, are you doing Pidyon Meister Ani, Pidyon Meister Sheitah? So that's twice in every 7 years. That's why he does the Meister Ani years. It's easy. Right? To do it 3 and 6, so then that's the... So you check the mezuzah. It's twice every 7 years. That's the Meister Ani years. But when it's alive, it's so much more meaningful. See, here too, we have to... That's what we daven for this time of year, right? A couple nights before Tisha B'Av. Right? See, peace of Yeshua. That's what we have to hope for. Okay. Weiter. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva. How to get in Yonah Diyoma somehow. We're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. All these prakim are about the Beis HaMikdash. So it's all in Yonah Diyoma. Anyway, so Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the limud of Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, which demands specific yediyah. Aidi deboy lemichta behemah v'chaya. Look at the Rebbe. Since it already had a list behemah v'chaya, as Rebbe said back in the first paragraph, we had a special drasha there. Ksiv nami sheretz. That's why he gives the example of sheretz. Rebbe Eliezer says he gives the example of sheretz because you have to know which exact tuma. Rebbe Akiva says no, it's lav dafka. Kidatana the Rebbe Yishmael. Like Rabbi Yishmael says, call parsha shenemra v'nishneis lo nishneis elabishol darvish neschadishba. Because after all, the way Rabbi Yishmael says, any parsha that was repeated, it's repeated for the davar amechudash. So therefore, even though the whole thing is not needed, but if there's one element of chiddush, that's what it's repeated for. Obviously, the assumption being, there's nothing generally extra in the Torah. If there's an extra word, it's meant to teach us something. There's an important tosfos in Bamitzia. I haven't mentioned this enough. I'll mention it now. Important tosfos in Bamitzia, right at the beginning of Perek Yizeo Neshech, beginning of the fifth Perek, all about ribbis. But tosfos there says, you're right, there's no extra word in the Torah. But sometimes, if the Torah has to repeat something, it won't use the same language. What's the Gemara bother there? The Gemara Tosfos is bother there. Why does it says that ribbis, why does it say, I'll read you the, as kasvacha lo sitin lo b'neshech u b'marbis lo sitin achlecha. Why does it say neshech and marbis if it means the same thing? They're both ribbis, they're both interests. Why is one called neshech, one called marbis? So, laver b'shnei lavin. Okay, to give us two avers. Right, so two avers, why does it just say the same thing? So Tosfos quotes, because the Torah is written in a beautiful way. And poetry, sometimes the language switches. Lav dafka, that you have to have the same word. So it's not extra. It's to be over shnei lavin. But if once the Torah is writing it, the teacher might write it in a different way. Listen to the words of the Tosfos. V'yesh lomar, samach amid beis, in Bamitzia. V'yesh lomar, dekivon shehutzrach shnei lavin, Urcha dekra lichtov lashon mishune shehu na'e yoser. It's nicer. It's more beautiful. Says Tosfos. So even if you're going to have two things written in the Torah for emphasis, for shnei lavin, but you know what? The Torah might use a different word. Because it's nicer, it's beautiful. So that's the kafel inyan b'milim shonos, but that's to give it shehu na'e yoser. And that's Tosfos in Baba Tzia at the beginning of Ezo Neshach. Okay, so... that's related to Rabbi Yishmael. Viter. V'Rabbi Eliezer, hi, ba, my avilei. Rabbi Eliezer, who uses a different limud to, over there, when it comes to the case increases, he does not darshan from the word ba, right, like the other sheet of Rabbi Yeshua does. So, what does he do with ba over there? So, prad, limis asek. It excludes misasek. What's misasek? If somebody is involved in an avera, but there is something lacking in his kavana. In misasek, literally means to be involved with. So that is a ptur. That is a ptur. Misasek. You're involved in something, you don't realize it's an avera. Big machlokas rishonim here, mostly, we could categorize it as rov rishonim versus Rashi. Rashi here says, what's the case of misasek? Rashi says on top, pratlam misasek, bidavar heter. Rashi says on the second line, you think you're doing something mutter, ubali yado isker, and you happen to do an avera, velonis kavin lagufa shalzeh, but you had a different kavana than the item that you ended up using for the avera. For example, kagon, niskavin lachtoches atolish, on Shabbos, let's say, I had in mind to pick up a detached flower. Before Shabbos, you know, I know it's my wife's birthday tomorrow, so I went outside, I picked flowers, but I wanted them to get the sun in the morning. So I left them in the garden. I left them in the garden on Erev Shabbos. So it's not muks anymore, because I picked them, I designated them, so I'm going to go out Shabbos morning to pick them. I left them in the garden. The next morning I go out, I pick them, and by mistake, instead of picking, as I'm picking them, I looked away for a second, so instead of picking the detached ones, I picked the attached ones. The chatach azamachubar, that's called misasek. I was misasek in a dvar heter, and I ended up picking up the machubar. Or niskaven leishto v'ariachoso imo. Some unusual case where, you know, it's the wife and the sister are in the same bed, and he thinks he's about to be with his wife, and he ends up with his sister. But Rashi says, what's the case of misasek? Where you have kavana for object A, and you end up touching object B. That is what Rashi says. Rov Rishonim argue with Rashi. They say there's another type of misasek. You don't have to say you have a different goof involved. Let's say I have kavana to pick up this flower, but I thought this flower was talush. And really, it's mechubar. I picked up the exact goof that I wanted to pick up. But instead, I was mistaken about the metzius. I thought this was a tad. I thought this was my wife. Right? That's also a case of misasek. That's what Tosfos says here. That's what Rov Rishonim argue on Rashi. There is a well-known discussion in the Achronim, in Misach HaShabbos and elsewhere. I'll just mention the Achronim, the two different shitas, and then we'll move on. And that is, Tosfos here asks a question. Tosfos on the third to last skinny line. See Tosfos problem misasek? Umi utema. Da amai itzrach ba problem misasek, b'shabbos. What do you need a pasuk for to tell me that you're putter, last few skinny lines? You need a pasuk to tell me that you're putter for misasek? I mentioned a principle, I think, 2 days ago. Right? There's a principle, tepeklei mitayma de Shmuel. Damar hasam de putter mishum de b'ina melechaz machsheves. Etc. And he continues and he quotes the issue of misasek b'chalavim v'arayis. Tosa's question is as follows. We have one Gemara that says, Misasek b'chalavim v'arayis yurchayev. If I'm misasek in eating or in arayos, I'm still chayev. Why? What does the Gemara say? We mentioned it. Shekain, nana, you get hana. You got hana. So if you get hana, you're chayev and misasek anyway. What's mashma from that line? If you didn't get hana, you'd be putter. That's what mashma from that line. You're chayev and misasek because you get hana. Without that, you'd be putter. That's what we would have said. So what do you need a pasuk for? To tell me, bar problem misasek. I know from Shmuel Svara. Shmuel says, misasek, you're going to be putter because you're not involved in the avera. The only reason you'd be chayev is because you get hana. But if you don't get hana, so then you're not chayev. So what do you need a separate limit for? You know that misvara. You don't get hana. That's Tosfos Kasha here, Tosfos asks that in Shabbos, Tosfos asks that in Krisos, all the different places where Misasek comes up, Tosfos asks that. So Tosfos goes into an answer on the sixth, 5th medium line, Venire, Tosfos speaking like a brisker, Dika Tregami Misasek. Two types of Misasek. Right, you have Kavana to do an Avera A, but you do Avera B, or you have Kavana to do Dvar Heter, and you do Dvar Isser. So, different types of Misasek that Tosfos discusses. Fine. But based on this question, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a different answer. Kiva Eger in the Tshuvas, in Simen Ches, I think it is, he says as follows. No, you know what? There are two types of Misasek. Misasek in Shabbos, and Misasek in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Lumdis, what does Misasek do? This is the question of the Achronim. Does Misasek just say, I did an Avera, but I'm Pater, what's called a Pater Onshin? Or do I say Misasek is deeper? Misasek is Hafkas Maisa Avera. When I'm Misasek, that's worse than Shogeg. Shogeg, I did an Avera unintentionally. But Misasek means, I didn't even do an Avera. It's Hafkas Maisa Avera. It uproots the shame of the act. That is a question. What does Misasek do? Shogeg is for sure a Maisa Avera, because you bring a carbon for Shogeg. What's Misasek? Is it a Maisa Avera with a Peter Onshin? Or is it not even a Maisa Avera? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Kol HaTorah Kula, it is a Maisa Avera with a Peter Onshin. In Shabbos, it's not even a Maisa Avera, because of the principle of Alechaz Machsheves Asra Torah. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Chiddush. And that's what he uses that to answer the question of the Makar Chaim, the Nesivus, and the Sefer on Pesach, and Simen Taflam and Aleph. The Makar Chaim asks, how could you violate Bali Rabbi Yematzah? You didn't do anything. Right? You're Misasek. You have Chametz in your house, but you're Misasek. You're involved in other things. You don't even realize you have it in your house. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Kol HaTorah Kula, it's still a Maisa Avera. It's a Pteronship, but it's still a Maisa Avera. Misasek. So you're Misasek, so what? So you did it in Maisa, yeah, Bali Rabbi Yematzah. That's the point. Still a Maisa Avera. So the Nesivus has to, and the Makor Chaim has to give a different answer. He says, maybe the difference is, that Bali Rabbi Yematzah, you don't need a Maisa Avera. It's just like a Metzius. It's a result-oriented Avera. But either way, that's the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nesivus. The Nesivus seems to be assuming that there is no Maisa Avera even in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Nesivus says this Misasek means no Maisa Avera. Rabbi Kiva Eger says yes Maisa Avera, except in Shabbos. One other interesting Halacha L'Maisa discussion about Misasek is, which sheds light on Rabbi Kiva Eger's discussion, is do you have to try to prevent Misasek? I know there's no real way to prevent it. It's kind of like you don't realize you're doing the Avera. But, I'll give you an example that post can talk about. Right? We say it every Friday night, the Baal Malikin. Right? What do we say? We have to check our pockets. Check our pockets before we go outside on Shabbat Friday night. What do you have to check your pockets for? If you carry something you don't realize you're carrying it, it's Misasek. What's that way? It's Misasek. It's Shabbos, not even a Maisa Avera. So maybe that reflects that it is a Maisa Avera. Because if it's not even a Maisa Avera, so then what do you have to prevent it for? Or the other common Misasek case, about the light switch. You go out of the room. Right, you turn on the light, turn off the light. Is that Misasek? Is that Shogeg? What if you just brush into the light? All these are discussions. But the Rav Sternbach has a tshuva where he discusses in Tshuvas Vahanagas the light covers. That's a kiyum of checking your pockets. It's the same thing, trying to prevent Misasek. So that's a kiyum of that tefillah that we say on Friday night. Okay, Vaiters. This was all what we did so far. Was answer number one. Remember, we started off today's daf. What is the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah? So we gave a nafkamina. Halacha l'maisa difference. Do you have to know which tuma or any tuma? So now we have a second answer to that question. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mashmo Darshan Ikebinayu, there is no halacha l'maisa difference. It's just halacha l'maisa, just how do you darshan the psukim? There's no halacha l'maisa difference. L'chein Amar Rav Sheshes, Mashmo Darshan Ikebinayu. Rav Sheshes also seems to say that, you know why? The Rav Sheshes, Machlif, to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rav Sheshes kept switching. Whenever he quoted this machlokas, he kept always switched the shitas. So you see, it must not be so important. Who says what? If he kept this is Rabbi Eliezer's shita, Rabbi Yeshua, and he kept switching it. So must be that's so important. Must not be important. The Achronim in the back, the Mitzpah Isan here, quotes the Sifri. I think it's in Dvarim, who says that you always have to quote Rabbi Shem Omro. But the example the Sifri gives, I think it's in Shoftim, is that you have to say, who says Tami, who says Tar? Who says Mutter, who says Aser? So the poskim say that Rav Sheshes wasn't going against that Sifri, because this here is not halakha l'maisa. You only have to be sure when you're quoting get halakha l'maisa. But if it's not halakha l'maisa, so then what doesn't have to be as careful. Okay, there's more to say. We like to quote, maybe at the end if there's time, but the C.O. Solomon has a beautiful idea about Omar Davar B'Shem Amro. We mentioned it in the past. He has an article about it in one of his farim. But we'll see at the end if there's time. B'ay minei Rav, which usually means there won't be, but we'll see. B'ay minei Rav Meir of Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, Helam Zeva Zebi Yado Mahu. What if you forgot both? According to the Shitas, right? According to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, what do they say? both of them say that you're only chayiv if you forgot you were tameh. If you forgot it was the Beis HaMikdash, then you're a pater. What if you forgot both? Does the fact that you also forgot Mikdash, does that ruin it? Does that ruin your chayiv? Mahu. Amar lei, hari helam tumah b'yadav chayiv. What do you mean? So include it, yet you forgot you were tameh, that should be good enough. The Gemara says, no, adarava. Hari helam mikdash b'yadav pater. You also forgot Mikdash, which is not a reason l'chayiv. And the Ritva says, the pasuk used in the word used in the pasuk is specifically v'nelam, which is singular. So maybe you only can forget one of them. So Amar Ravashi, chazinon. Well, why don't you see? When you told him afterwards what happened, when you bring it to his attention, imi tuma kaparish, if you said, hey, you're tameh, hari helam tuma b'yadav chayiv, check which one he forgot. If you say, hey, you were tameh, and then he says, oivei, so then he would be chayiv, because you see he forgot the tumah. Vimi mikdash kaparish, and if you say, hey, that was the Beis HaMikdash, so hari helam mikdash b'yadav pater. So wouldn't that test tell you which one it really was? So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, no. Klum parish be mikdash elam yishem tumah. Klum parish be tumah elam yishem mikdash. It's a double deal. If you know one, even if you find out the other one, it's double. It's that you were tumah and went into the mikdash. So that test is not going to help you to know which one. So ela loshna, it must not make a difference. Meaning, what does this mean? So Rashi says, lemaisa, it's a suffix. So you're going to be pater from the carbon. Right? Chashash chulun la'azara. So whenever we have a suffix about bringing a carbon, we don't bring it. If you have a, once in a while we'll bring a carbon without eating it. A chatas ha'of is baal safek. It's one of the exceptions to the rule. But generally, if you're not sure if you have a carbon or not, you don't bring it. Right? Some carbonis you bring because you're not sure if you did an aveira. That's an asham tali. We'll get to that by the shaman amin base. But that's not usual. Fine. Tana rabbanan. Tana rabbanan. Here we go. Shnei shvilin. There are two paths. We'll see what this has to do with us in a second. There's two roads. One of them is for sure tummy. There's a mace buried width-wise under one of the roads. And if you walk on that road, you for sure become tumas ohel. So one tummy, one tar. V'halach berishon. Reuven went down one of the roads. V'lo nechnas. But he did not go into the Beis HaMikdash yet. B'sheini. Then he went down the second road. V'nechnas. And then he went into the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the halacha? Chayiv. That you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because you obviously are tummy now. You went down road A, then you went down road B, then you went into the Beis HaMikdash. So you are for sure tummy now. You either became tummy first road or the second road. But that's case one. There are two cases in this brisa. Case two. Holach Barishon v'nichnas. What if you went down the first road, then you went into the Beis HaMikdash? So what happens? You weren't sure. Maybe you were tummy. What? So what happened? Hiza, you got sprinkled by the Paraduma. Vishana, and you got sprinkled again. On the next day, day 3 and 7, the Taval, and you went to the mikvah. Wonderful, you're tar. V'acher achalach b'sheini, and then you went down the second road. V'nechlas, you went into the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv, you are chayiv a carbon. The first time you weren't chayiv a carbon, because it was a suffix whether you were tummy or not. You were doing, becoming tar, just a case. There's no bracha involved, just being sprinkled and mikvahs. But if you went down on the second road, then you went in chayiv. Why? The Tanakhama holds, because you for sure, now, by this time, at one point, when Tameh, either for the first time or for the second time, were Tameh and went into the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe Shimon Poter. Rebbe Shimon says, no, you're Pater. Why? Why you Pater? Fourth to last line in Rashi. De'ein kan ba'achas mikulan yediyah v'adoz b'tchila. Because each time you found out afterwards, you don't know for sure. You don't know for sure. Sha'af yediyah t'chila shel shvil. Shani sveikahi, because even the original knowledge is a safeg, because you're already tar from the first tumah. So there's no time that you're vadai, oh, I went into the Beis HaMikdash b'tumah. That's so case A is for sure chayiv. Case B is a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda poter bekulon. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda pathas even in the first case. Mishum Rabbi Shimon, in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Even in, I went down road A, and then I went down road B. One of them was for sure tameh, and then I went into the Beis HaMikdash, I'm pater in that case. Putter in that case. Amazing. We'll see why in a second. So, you know what? Let's continue the Gemara, then we'll come back to Tosfos. Says the Gemara, Bikulon, Biafilo Bakamaisa. Even the first one? Man of Shach Tameh, he's for sure Tameh. He went down road A, went down road B, went into the Beis HaMikdash. How could you not be Tameh? So, Amarava, Hachav Mayaskino, no, we have to add in an element. Kugon Shahalach Barishon, you went down road A, Ubisha Shahalach Bishani, Shachach Shahalach Barishon. When you went down road B, you forgot you had gone down road A. Tahavi le mixas yediya. You never knew everything that happened in your life. Meaning, you forgot that you went down the first road, and then you went into the Beis HaMikdash. But when you and when you found out afterward, when you went to the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't realize at that moment that you had gone down both roads. You didn't. So you knew you went down road B. V'hakam, and at the afterwards you found out everything. So v'hakam ifugi, and this is the machlokas. Tanakama savar, the Tanakama, meaning both first opinions say, you're chayiv in case A, Y. Amrina, mixas yediyah, gachol yediyah. You know, mixas yediyah. You know something. You know, you had a mixas yediyah, even though you don't remember road that you went down road A. That's good enough. Rashi explains. This is different than the second case, where you went to the mikveh in between. Because here, if you would have remembered the mitzias, that would be a yediyah vada'is. Rashi calls this mixas yediyah vada'is. That's not like the case where you went to the mikveh, but that's just a mixas yediyah, suffik. Right? You're not sure when you were tamei. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Savar, lo amrina mixas yediyah kachol yediyah. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we do not say a partial knowing is like all knowing, and therefore, because at the time that you went into the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't remember that you went down both roads, it's not called the yediyah. That's not called the yediyah. Let's just finish, and then we'll go back to Tosas. The Gemara just finishes talking about the second case. Halach barisho menechnas. A guy goes down the first row and then goes into the Beis HaMikdash. He's a vashan of a taval and then becomes tahor. Chazer v'halach b'sheni v'nechnas chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Poter. That was the machlokas about case two of the Braisa. Ask the Gemara of Yamai, chayiv, suffik yediyahu. Why does the Tanakhama say you're chayiv here? It's a suffik yediyah. Right? Because when he knows, before he went into the Beis HaMikdash, each time it was a suffik. Because even the second time, he was tar already from the first time. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kan asu safig yediyah ki yediyah. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a special din here. You're right, it's a safig yediyah. But we'll see in a few minutes later on, it's a special pasuk. Special pasuk, even though it's only a safig yediyah, that's called enough knowledge to be called a yediyah betchila, to be chayav in all of Yorid. Special din here. Reish Lakish amar, hamani Rabbi Yishmael hi, da'amar lo be'inan yediyah betchila. Reish Lakish says, no, it's hearkening back to the opinion we mentioned a couple times in the first parak, it's Rabbi Yishmael Shita, that argues on this whole principle. You don't need a yediyah betchila to be chayav in all of Yorid. Only a yediyah basof, just like every other avera in the world. Every other avera. If I eat a piece of treif, I didn't know it was treif. I had to have known about it beforehand? No. So Rabbi Yishmael says, yediyah k'nisa l'mikdash is just like every other case. Okay? Period. Let's go back for a minute to Tosas, a very important machlokas, really. It's going to turn out to be between Tosas and the Rambam. It's a little itty-bitty Tosas on the bottom of Yutes Amar Aleph. It's a one-liner. Right, what did the Gemara say? Let's go back to the first case. Right, the first case was you have two roads, one Tami, one Tahar, and you went down the first one, you went down the second one, then you're Vadai Tami. What happens if you go down just the first one? Let's say you just go down one of them, and you go into the base of Megdash. What's Mashma from the Gemara? You're Vadai Tahar. Right? But you're Vadai Putter. You're Vadai, you don't bring a carbon. Ask Tosfos, I don't understand. What's the Metzias? Is this path we're talking about in Rishos HaRabim or in Rishos HaYachid? We know there are rules and regulations for Suffolk Tumah. We mentioned this yesterday, 2 days ago, by Mominus, the rule of Suffolk is Amos HaMechaber Ola V'Raya. By Yisr V'Heter, Suffolk D'Araisa L'Chomer, Suffolk D'Rabban L'Kula. By Tumah and Tara, the rule is Suffolk Tumah Rishos HaYachid, Tameh. Suffik to Rabbi Shusarabim, Tar. You learn that now from a Dindar, it's a Dindar Isa. So ask Tosfos, I don't understand. Bottom of Tosfos. Ibir Shusarabim Iri. If we're talking about, I'm sorry, Ibir Shusayachid Iri. If this path that we're talking about is in somebody's backyard, it's a Rosh Hashayachid. Bechanami Chayb, even if you go down only one of the roads, to Suffik to Rabbi Shusayachid Sveiko Tame. Understand, it's a Suffik, so you should say it's Tame, because it's Rosh Hashayachid. So it can't be that. So it must be, since our Gemara is mashma, that if you only go down one path, you would be patur. It must be, we're talking about public paths. Avalhacha ayri birshas arabim, du mukmina le becheskas tara. So that's why you're mukamit becheskas tara. That is Tosfos. So what does Tosfos say? If it would have been a rishus hayachid path, you'd be chayiv a karban. You'd be chayav a carbon based on Suffik Tumah Brishos HaYachid. If you look at the Rambam in Yud Aleph Vav in Shkagos, the Rambam does not make any distinctions. The Rambam says, you're putter. If you go down one path, you're putter. Sounds like even if it's in Brishos HaYachid. Even a Shvil Brishos HaYachid. What's the Bira Machlokas? When we say Suffik Tumah Brishos HaYachid, what does that mean? Does that mean Vaday Tameh? Or, we treat it as, would you go as far as to say you bring a carbon? Tosa says yes. Right? This is a general discussion which we've had a long time ago. Whenever we have these rules and regulations, when it comes to what we're supposed to do b'makom safek, is that what we call a nihug or what we call a birur? Meaning, I go over to you and say, can I have your shirt? It's my shirt. It's my shirt. You stole my shirt. Then you say, what are you talking about? Give me the shirt. So you say, no, tough, prove it. I must be a kalavaraya. So I don't prove it. And then you go get married and give a woman that shirt. Are you only married misafek? L'chora not. Rabbi Chanan says, l'chora, that's called birur. Hamos b'chavaraya means if you don't bring proof, that's vadai his. Hamos b'chavaraya. What about Savi d'Rabbanan l'kula, Savi d'Raisa l'chumra? Is that a birur? Probably not. That's probably a nihug. We don't know what to do, so do this. Do this. The Torah tells you what to do in a certain case. What about tumah? Savi tumah versus yachid versus a rabbin. So I would have said, that's a nihug. Right, well, there's more chance I think it's Tamim versus a Yachad than versus a Rabim. But if Tosva says that you're Chayev, a Karbon, based on Savik Tumah versus a Yachad Tamim, L'chorah, he's saying it's a Birur. The Rambam doesn't say that. So maybe the Rambam holds it's a Niyog. Maybe that's the Machlokas between Tosva and the Rambam. Okay, an important point. Okay, let's something else to say, but we'll move on. Back to the Gemara. We are up to the two dots. V'rami to Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan. V'rami to Reish Lakish ad Reish Lakish. We have a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan ad Reish Lakish. Rebbe and Talmud are arguing. Remember, we mentioned a couple weeks ago the amazing ha'ara of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Chaim Shmulevitz says that the Gemara in Bava Metzia that talks about Rabbi Yochanan was Reish Lakish's Rebbe. He helped make him frum. And he was taught him all his life. And yet, what does the Gemara say? After Reish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't handle it. Even though Reish Lakish argued with him all the time. He couldn't handle it. I need a chavrusa. I need somebody to ask me kashas. And it says, the Gemara said he couldn't even live. He couldn't exist. And at the end of the day, he died. He couldn't handle not having his Talmud Reish Lakish. Put that together in context with the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas. Rabbi Yochanan used to walk around with the bone. Dein garmi da sarabir. This is the bone of my 10th son. He lost 10 sons. He was able to handle losing 10 sons. He couldn't handle losing the Talmud. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Cool to understand the relationship of a Rebbe Talmud, his family. But this is a Rebbe Talmud. Couldn't live without Torah. Couldn't live without Torah. It's amazing putting those two Gemaras together. To think about it more, but that's his ha'ara about seeing those two Gemaras in light of each other. So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we have a problem. Why? What did we just say? We just had two answers of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about this case of Safek Yediyah. Meaning, in the case where you go down the first path and you become tar, then you go down the second path. So it's a Safek Yediyah case. So Rabbi Yochanan says, don't worry, Safek Yediyah is like a real Yediyah. And Reish Lakish says, no, it must be talking about Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that you don't need a Yediyah. Meaning, Reish Lakish is holding Safek Yediyah is not a good Yediyah. So there's a stira, Ditanya, because the Brisa says in Maseches Krisos, Achal Safek Chelev Noda. Safik chaylev and noda. I ate a piece of safik chaylev. I ate a piece of meat. I'm not sure if it's kosher or not. Vinoda, and then somebody told me, you know what? You ate a piece of that piece over there. I'm not sure if it was kosher or not. I'm like, oi. And then I ate another one. Another piece of safik chaylev. Vinoda. And then I find out about it. What's the usual halach if you eat a piece of safik chaylev? If I eat a piece of vadei chaylev, I'm chayev achatas. If I eat a piece of safik chaylev, I'm chayev and ashem talui. Ashem talui. Whenever you chayev achatas kavua, if you did it vada, you chayev ashem talui. If you did it, and you're not sure. So what here? You chayev too. So Rebbe Omer, kishem shemevi chatas al kol echad ve'echad, kach maybe ashem talui al kol echad ve'echad. Just like you'd bring a chatas for each one, so too you'd bring an ashem talui for each one. Right? Even though you didn't bring the karbanos still afterwards, but each aveira gets a chatas, so each aveira gets an ashem talui. Right? Even though it's bala safik. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Rebbe Eliezer, Reb Shimon Amru, Mishum Reb Shimon. Eino maybe al Ashem Taliyacha. No, one Ashem Tali. If you're chayav five Ashem Talis, you bring one at the end. Shenemar al Shigagoso Asher Shagag Hator Ribsa Shigagos Harbe VaAshem Taliyacha. A lot of Shigagos could add up only Asher Shagag, a singular one Ashem Tali. Right, there's a lot of other evidence to this, but just to mention it, the Ashem Tali is more focused on the Gavra than on the Maisa Avera. Every chatos is focused on the Maisa Avera. 10 Maisa Averas, you need 10 chatos. Ashem Tali is more focused on the Gavra, prevention of Yisurin, the Gemara says, until you find out that you did the Avera, and therefore you bring a chatos. But that's why you can bring 5 Ashem Taluis, 5 Averas, 1 Ashem Tali on it. That's the Machlokas. Now, Amar Reish Lakish, Kan Shana Rebbe, Yedios, Sveikos, Mischalkos Lachatos. You know what this case is? You knew in between, it's Mechalek for Chataos. You see, the Karbonos Chatos are split up. Meaning, Rashi says, look at the Rashi, V'hachi Kamar Rebbe. When Rebbe said, and what did the Rebbe say? Rebbe was the first opinion. That just like your chayv achatos on each one, your chayv anashim tali on each one. What? Why did he say then? Because Reish Lakish says the idea is machalik. The idea of maybe having done the amira. This is Reish Lakish talking. Reish Lakish before said that a safik idea is nothing. That's why he had to say that Gemara is like Rabbi Yishmael. Here he's saying idea safik is the reason that you have to bring separate karbanas. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Kishem she yedios vaday ba'alma mischalkos lachatos, kach yedios saving mischalkos lashamos. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, usually you need yedios vaday. Yedios vaday is mechalik. The only reason you allow yedios safik here is because you're talking about a carbon that's usually brought for a safik. So it's an exception to the rule. But what's the rule according to Rabbi Yochanan? You need yedios vaday. This is the opposite of what we just said up above. Up above, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yediyas Safik is good enough. And Reish Lakish said, Yediyas Safik is not good enough. That's why you have to say it's like Rabbi Yishmael. And here you have the opposite Shitos. So the Gemara answers, Bish, the mother of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha. Rabbi Yochanan's not a problem. Why? Because Kan Asu, because remember what he said before, is a special Pasuk. Here, Kan, by Olav Yorid, Asu, they made Yediyas Safik to be a real Yediya. But it was not always. So no problem. Usually, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the rule is Yediyas Safik is not good enough. Here, by Tumas Mikdos Fekadoshev, is a special pasuk. Hacha hu de loksiva yediyah behedya, mivenel amuda ka'asi. Over here, by Olav Yorid, it doesn't say yediyah beferish in the Torah, it just says you forgot, which means that you had to have known about it. So that's why you can include even a yediyah suffik. V'lo b'chol ha'terakula asu, but in the rule, in kol ha'terakula, is not so. Dechsiv ohoda ilav yediyah ma'al yusabi'inon. You need a vada yediyah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So meaning, Rabbi Yochanan is not a problem. What's called the yediya? Having knowledge of everything. That's the yediya. There's a special din over here by Olav Yorid. Yeah, a special pasuk. Elo the Reish Lakish. But according to Reish Lakish, who says yediya safik is good enough, so ademukim like Rabbi Yishmael, nuk make a rabbi. So why was he stuck before the two dots? To say, it's like Rabbi Yishmael who says you don't need a yediya. What do you mean? He says yediya safik is good enough. So the Gemara says, you're right. He could have done that, but Hakamash Malan Rabbi Shmuel Bo Yediyah Betchila. He's just telling Rabbi Shmuel Shita. That's what he's doing. He could have said Rabbi, but he's just telling Rabbi Shmuel Shita, and that's why he said what he said. So Gemara says Shita. What's the chiddush of that? We know Rabbi Shmuel Shita to Lo Boy that he doesn't need Yediyah Betchila. Why? Mi Delo Miyatsri Le Cry. There's no pasuk left to teach me it. Vinelam the Mechayv al Hela Mikdash. Remember, Rabbi Shmuel uses the two Vinelams to teach me if you forget Tuma or you forget Mikdash. So there's no Vanelam left to teach me that you need Yediyah Betchila. So what's the Havamina? What does it tell me that Rabbi Shmuel needs it? Somewhere says, no. Ma'o detema ki lesle mi cry, avo mi gamara isle. You might say, you're right, he hasn't learned it from Sukkim, but maybe he has a Mesora about Yediyah Betchila. Or Rashi says, last Rashi, halacha l'moshe mi Sinai, kamash malan. That's why Reish Lakish told us, no, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have a pasuk for it, it doesn't have a Mesora for it. Many times throughout Shas, when it says Gemiri or Gemara, Rashi says Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right, the Gemara calls Sroros, the beginning of Bava Kama. Gemara Gemirile, Rashi says Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam might not say this. There are many cases which the Rambam does not call Halacha Moshe Misinai. All it says of the Gemara is Gemara Gemirile. So Rashi always jumps to say Halacha Moshe Misinai, but the Rambam generally does not want to say that unless it says Beferish Halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, Hadrulach Yedias Atuma, we're back to Masechta Shavuos, Rabbi Osai. Right, we're back to Masechta Shavuos. First two prakim, we just went on a 18-blot tangent. And now we are back to Masechta Shavuos, back to oaths. What this Masechta is about for the rest of the Masechta. This Perek Shlishi, just to give a heads up, this Perek is about Shavuos Bitu and Shavuos Shav. Shavuos Bitu, Shavuos Shav, that's the third Perek. The fourth Perek is about Shavuos Ha'edus, that's the name of it. The fifth Perek is about Shavuos HaPikadon, right? Those are the four Shavuos. We mentioned the four Shavuos that a person could take. Shavuos Ola, Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos, where the Rambam says it again, beginning of Hilchas, where's the Rambam? Here it is. Right, the beginning of Hilchas Shavuos. We mentioned this on Daf Beis in Shavuos. The Rambam says there are four Shavuos that a person could take. Shavuos Bitui, right? I'm gonna eat. I won't eat. I ate or I didn't eat. Expression of an action that was done. Shavuos Shav, remember the four types of Shavuos Shavs? I swear that a tree is a tree. I swear that a tree is a stone. Right? Those are the two types. Or I swear that I'm going to do something impossible. Number three. Or I swear against something, a mitzvah in the Torah. Those are the four types of shvuah shavs. So shvuah bitui, shvuah shav, shvuah pikadon, and shvuah ha'edus. Those are the four types of shvuahs that a person can take themselves. We also mentioned there are three shvuahs that Bezdin could make you swear. Right, that's Shavuos Mother Mikzah, Shavuos Eid Echad, and Shavuos HaShomrim. Right, so that's all. The rest of the Masechta, starting from now, is about all those Shavuos. So we, again, re-quote what we said at the beginning of the Masechta. Let's just read the Mishnah. Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. Shavuos Bitui are two that are four. Shavuos She'ochel V'Shelo Ochel. I swear that I will eat or that I won't eat. She'achalti V'Shelo Achalti. Those are the four types of Shavuos Bitui. The two that are Mefurish in the Torah is the future ones, and the ones that are learned from Joshua, those are the past ones. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Just to mention that it is a discussion. You can look at the Rambam and the Ravid, the Ramban. When I make a Shavuah, do I have to say Hashem's name for it to be a real Shavuah? I swear in the name of Hashem. Or can I just say, I swear I'll eat? So the Ramban says, look at the Mishnah. No Shem Hashem. The Ramban holds no Shem Hashem is required. Right? It's not mentioned here. So the other Rishonim have to say, Slav Dafka. It's not saying the whole language of the Shavuah here. Right? The Rambam says, you have to have Shem Hashem. Right? So this is Lav Dafka. The Lav Dafka doesn't mean that you have to have, just it's saying it in short. Viter, what happens in this case? Shvua shelo ochel v'achal kol shehu. What if I swear I will not eat today, and I ate a kol shehu, less than a kezias, chayiv, div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says this is the only isser achila that you'd be chayiv without a kezias, unless it's like a birya. But one of the only isser daraisis. Amru lo Rabbi Akiva. They said to Rabbi Akiva, Hecha matzina ba'ochal kol shehu shu chayiv. Shezeh chayiv. Where do you ever find a case that you can eat something less than a kezias that you can be chayiv? Amar lahem Rabbi Akiva, v'chi heichan matzina b'medaber u'mebi karbon. Shezeh medaber u'mebi karbon. Rabbi Akiva says, the ikar here isn't the eating, it's the swearing. The swearing was the problem. The eating, or the lack of eating, yeah, the eating is just now that you ate, it's a violation of the dibur. But if it's a dibur halacha and not a achila halacha, it could be any type of dibur. What's the machlokas? The Mishnah Malach says, the machlokas is, do you go by Lashon Torah or Lashon Bnei Adam? Lashon Torah is a kezias. Achila is always a kezias. Right? The Rosh in Psachim says, how do you know you have to eat a kezias and maror? Because we say, al achila is maror. Achila. But the Mishnah Malach says, Lashon Bnei Adam, eating means even a little bit. Right? Eating's even a taste. So that's the Mishnah Malach says. This is the Mishnah Malach in Shavuos. In Dalet Aleph, that's the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, whether you go by Lashon Bnei Adam or Lashon Torah. That is the Mishnah. There is a very fast, interesting question. It's quoted in the back by the Rashash, by the Chesh Shlomo. Rabbi Akiva says, so if you eat a little bit, tiny drop your chayef. What happens in the other cases? What if I said, I swear I did not eat a cookie today in the past, and I ate a chati zayas of a cookie? Does it also work on Lasha Avar? Got to think about what the lumdus of Rabbi Akiva is. Does it also work on Lasha Avar or only Lahaba? That's a discussion in the Rishash in the back and the Cheshek Shlomo, but that is the Mishnah. Okay, so we're back into Shavuos, and Be'ez Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up on Sunday.